Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency correspondence or communications that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may then question the applicant and its witnesses. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone where that testimony is either irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also, Sussex County and its land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2019-31, Arturo Granados Gonzalez.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 2.153 acres plus or minus into two single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the south side of Burbage Road, approximately 400 feet west of Jones Road. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 14, Parcel 20.04. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff would note for the record that we have received a subdivision plan and a written request from the applicant for a waiver of the forested buffer requirements, and we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? All right, sir, if you come on up, please. And if you would state your name for the record.
Arturo Bernardo Gonzalez.
Okay.
Too close.
It's quite all right. Well, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No.
Okay.
Well, just Mr. Chairman, before we do that, if you could explain a little bit sort of the neighborhood and what it is you're asking the commission to approve. We have to have a record to act on it.
Okay. All I have to say is I'm planning to divide these two lots to build two single family house for my daughter, for my son.
Okay. What's kind of in the area on that road? If you could describe sort of the neighborhood a little bit. Is it farms? Is it other single family houses? Is it commercial?
It's in an agricultural area. There's no single families. already built right next to those two lots.
Okay.
So it's pretty open area.
Okay. Are there any wetlands or any other environmental features around on your two lots or nearby?
There is a ditch right next to one of the lots.
And that showed up on the survey, so
yes.
Aware of that. Okay. But no other wetlands, no,
no
real significant grade changes or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And it looks like from the application you don't need to even have your own road, I don't believe, because both access points will be right onto the county road.
Yes, it will be accessing from Border Beach Road.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. I just wanted to make a little bit of a record.
Right. All right, sir. Thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And
okay.
We'll start with Mr. Mears.
Have you looked into septic systems for both properties when it's divided?
There is a soil evaluation, and it's approved for our LPP system. As soon if all these get approved, I will get another soil evaluation for each lot, and then proceed with the septic approval.
Okay, it will need for you to submit that, what you have now, to the Planning and Zoning Office, because we need to have that before
okay.
we can approve it. So just
okay, okay. I will bring that early next week.
Okay, that's perfect, because what we'll do is if the commission's, I'm sorry to take your questioning, but just explain. If you get that in and the commission's to act favorably on it, mm-hmm. it'll go on the next agenda and they'll act on it then. But the commission can't do anything without that septic feasibility report in the record.
Okay, there is only one soil evaluation because right now it's only one lot. I will bring that in.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
And further questions?
Okay. I don't have anything.
So you have the paving and concrete business, right?
I have a concrete
business. You've done a good job over there. It looks really nice.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Great. I like the sign out front.
Thank you so much.
And obviously the septic system's working where you are now, and you're right next door.
Yes.
So you have one evaluation. I would think the other one would come clean.
Excuse me, what is the question?
I would think.
Not sure there was.
Neither was that. Question.
It's not a question.
I'm trying to get it on the record.
Okay.
I think it's admirable that you trying to set your kids up with lots, give them a head start.
Yes, yes,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
No questions.
Okay, Ms. Stevenson.
Hey, we're the list of questions. Do you think dividing these lots will affect the local school district or local roads?
No at all.
What else am I supposed to ask?
The signs.
Schools, roads, no internet.
We
like
sign.
The signs.
Actual historic features.
Are there any historical features on the property or natural features that have to be taken into account?
No.
Okay.
No.
We already went through the wetlands.
We already did
and all
the wetlands yeah. already in the septic, so I think we're good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
good.
I have none, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right.
No, me, thank you.
I already asked mine pretty much, so yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application.
Thanks.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-31, Arturo Granados Gonzalez? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-31? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And just while the gentleman, real quick, Mr. Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Like we said, it's going to have to be deferred. There's not going to be any action taken.
There won't be any action taken this evening. If you would turn that septic evaluation in first of next week, we'll try to get it on the next agenda.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.